Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe. This is Sunday Satsang, June 18th, 2020. So Bhaktigan, Dhanabhats, Jai Gurudev, Jai Radharani Ki Jai. Someone's asking a question on Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, Chapter 18, verse 47, Maharaj Parikshit cursed by the Brahmin boy Sringi. The verse is, Apapeshu sabrityeshu balanen apakwa budina. Papam kritam tad bhagavan sarvatma shantamarati. Then Shamaka Rishi prayed to the all-pervading personality of God to pardon this immature boy who had no intelligence, who had committed a great sin of cursing Maharaj Parikshit, who was a completely sinless person. And being a Kshatriya, he's subordinate to the Brahmins. He deserved to be protected by the Brahmins, not cursed by them. So in the purport of this verse, Prabhupada quotes the Varaha Purana. It says in the purport, Srila Prabhupada's purport, the demons who were inimical to Krishna during his Leela, but were not killed by Krishna, were allowed to take birth in the families of Brahmanas and take advantage of the age of Kali. The all merciful Krishna gave these demons a chance to have their births in families of pious Brahmins so they could progress towards salvation. So that's the purport. So she asks, person asking a question. It's told that we should pay, it's said that when we pay Dhanabhat pranams to someone, we're meeting someone, we're offering obeisance to the Paramatma, Krishna in the heart, not the body of the person. So that means if we're paying obeisance to a Brahmin, that means we're paying obeisance to a demon in the body of a Brahmin. Please guide me towards the right direction. Now that person was, last life they were a demon, this life they were a Brahmin. You're paying obeisance because Brahmins are the gurus of the four Varnas and they're respectable personalities. Brahmins are to be respected, to be worshipped. In the Bhagavatam, Dwarka Lila, Krishna personally worshipped the Brahmins. And Narada Muni is a Brahmin. Narada Muni would come visit the palace of Rukmini and Dwarkadish. Krishna would get off his royal throne and he would bathe the feet of Narada Muni, then sprinkle the water on his head, on the head of his queen Rukmini and other queens. So the Brahmins were, even Bhagavan Krishna sets the example of worshipping, honoring the Brahmins. And the person was a demon last night, but Krishna blessed him with a high birth as a Brahmin, so he could take up bhakti and take up Vishnu bhakti and get liberated. It's not that there are demons in Brahmins' bodies. That's incorrect. That's faulty thinking. They're fortunate to have been blessed by Krishna. Krishna blessed them to take birth as Brahmins. Krishna didn't give us any special blessing to take birth. So our birth is just our karmic fruits, good or bad. So we should have always... The achar is the ornament of a devotee, is the Vaishnava achar, the behavior. So we should learn how to properly behave. Amani na amani dena kirtaniya sadari. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said we should offer respects to everyone and not expect respect in return. Sometimes our brain doesn't work so clearly, we misinterpret things and make juxtapositions which don't exist. You read the purport, it's very clear. It says Krishna is giving the demons, he didn't kill them personally and liberate them. So he gave them another, he liberated them another way by blessing them with birth in the Brahmin family. That's what it says. Krishna blessed them to take birth in the families of Brahmins to take advantage of the age of Kali. Because they were killed by Krishna in Dwapara Yuga. Dwapara Yuga is very difficult to attain God realization. But in Kali Yuga, it's very easy to attain God realization simply by chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Iva Kevalam, Kalo, Nisteva, 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 Gatiranyata. In Kali Yuga, there's no other way but chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Iti Sodashikam Nam Nam, Kali Kama Shanashanam. This Maha Mantra is 16 syllables. 16 words of the Maha Mantra will cleanse all the dirt of Kali Yuga. Kali Kama Shanashanam. It annihilates all the Kamash, all the dirt and filth of Kali Yuga birth is annihilated simply by chanting Hare Krishna. So demons that killed by Krishna, demons that weren't killed by Krishna but were in his legal and Dwapara Yuga were blessed to take birth in Brahmin families in Kali Yuga so they could chant Hare Krishna and perfect their lives and go to the spiritual world. So we should always respect, we should show special respect for Brahmins. Respect everyone. Love everyone, serve everyone, respect everyone, especially Brahmins. There, Shastras say the Brahmins are the gurus of the society. They're called the Bhudevas. The kings are called Naradevas. Naradeva, the kings are Naradevas. The kings are the devatas of the Nara, the human beings. But the Brahmins are called Bhudevas, means they're the devas of the earth planet. The earth planet is in charge of the Brahmins. And they give it to the Kshatriyas to rule over, but the Krishna gives the earth planet to the Brahmins so they can protect the earth and engage the earth and Vishnu Seva by yajna and puja and proper distribution of wealth and distributing Vedic knowledge. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmanya Taya Jagadataya Krishnaya Go Vandaya Namo Namo. So always offer respect to the cows and the Brahmins. Jaya Jaya Radhe, Jaya Jaya Sham, Jaya Jaya Sri Vrindavindam. Sunday Satsang Ki Jaya.